Good morning. I met a scientist from California yesterday, and he asked me about my topic, and I was surprised by how soil compaction is related with cover crops. So, as we know that soil compaction can do so much damage to soils, that could reduce the soil aeration, and it can result less water infiltration and provide less plant available water. But the direct impact of compaction to plants are restricted root growth and put plants in high risk of water stress and resulting no yield. So what solution we can provide for soil compaction? Like deep ripper is commonly used to break the dense soil layers, but it's costly and energy intensive. And some plant species with tight roots can do the same job as the machine, but it's much easier and cheaper. So like forest radish, our research farm named it as a radish ripper. And I like more, and the Australian scientists give the name bio-draining. Williams and Weil found in 2004 using mini-rational camera that the soybean root followed exactly the same root channel left by radish and rapeseed cover crop roots. So this raises our two questions. Can wind cover crops help some crop roots penetrate compacted plow pan to access subsoil water? And can some cover crops penetrate compacted soil layers better than others? So in order to answer our first question, a two-year study was conducted at Beltsville, Maryland, in a no-till farmer with an older, denser plow pan. And the soil is very sandy, as you can see from the soil profile. And in order to measure the plow pan, we look at the soil bag density. And as you can see from the fig, that the soil bag density increases as going deeper and reaches the maximum value at 35 centimeters. But I think soil stress map gives us more ideal, a better idea how the plow pan layers. So as you go deeper, the soil stress increase and the maximum failure is at around 30 centimeter. And in order to answer that question, we use a three cover crop treatment. One is forage radish, and the second is red rye, and we had no cover crop control. So rye is a common cover crop in at mid-Atlantic region, and the forage radish is a new cover crop in the Brassica family for our experiment. So the cover crop was seeded, was drilled in 2005 and broadcasted in 2006. In order to look at the rooting depths, and we use core break method to count root numbers at the break phases every 5 cm to a depth of 50 cm. Next, the picture shows how we did core break. We also use granular electric resistance blocks to monitor hourly soil water tension at 15 and 50 centimeter depths. So the left side figure is the result of core break on corn roots in 2005. As we can see that the corn roots following the first radish treatment had the greatest number from 10 centimeter to 55 centimeter. And but the corn roots followed the for a rye and no cup crop treatment had few roots than that. And in 2006, and the soybean also had achieved the same condition that soybean has the greatest root numbers for the radish treatment, then rye, and no-cup treatment. And we're also interested in the water tension for like two depths, but we weren't able to find difference at 15 centimeter depths, like evenly getting dry. But we are more interested in the soil water tension at 50 centimeter depths because we think that it's related with deep water uptake. And so from this graph, we can see that forest radish, the soil was dry in forest radish treated plus then no cover and rye. And in 2006, we have the same trend, but we only found a short period of the treatment difference for forest radish, that the soil was dry in forest radish treated plus then rye and no cup crop. And I think in August, and the soil in rye treated plus was relatively red than no cover and forest radish because of surface mulch. So from the first experiment, we come to a short conclusion that forest radish cut crop does improve soybean and corn roots to penetrate the old cloud pan than rye. And forest radish cut crop may improve subsoil water uptake by corn and soybean, but it may also promote soil water loss because of no surface mulch. So our second research question is, can some cover crops penetrate compared to soil layers better than others? So in order to answer this question, we use the three cover crops. So besides the two cover crops we used in the first experiment, we also introduced the third cover crop, rapeseed, that's in the brassica family. And this experiment was conducted at Beltsville, USDA, Maryland, and we have a very normal soil texture, as you can see from soil profile. And we use a heavy node structure to create compaction. So the three compaction levels are low pass for no compaction, and medium compaction for one pass, and heavy compaction, we had two passes. And the soil bulk density and soil strength were measured right after compaction. And we didn't do a great job for the compaction, as you can see that the heavy compaction, most of the depths are no, like deep depths, there's no significant difference between heavy compaction and medium compaction. So that's we disked the soil surface to 3 inches and planted cover crops in late August of 2006. So that's the cover crops in December 2006. And this picture looks well. Church shows us that the difference of root morphology and heavier and non-compact treatments. So how did different plant cover crop species respond to soil compaction? If we see from left side, from right side, that's rye roots and no compaction treatment, and so it has the greatest root number compared to three treatments. And the interesting thing that we found that the rye root has sensed the difference of medium and heavy compaction. And even we didn't find a significant difference for soil strength and bulk density. The first rallies, the significant difference was only above 20 centimeters. Below that, we weren't able to find any difference. And the rape seed, like the root number, go between forage radish and rice. So we plot the different three species under the same heavy compaction treatment. So we can see that the forage radish always has the biggest number from 25 centimeter to 50 centimeter, and it has 2 to 3 to 4 times of roots as rye or rapeseed. So then we can conclude that the brassica cover crops, especially forage radish, can penetrate the dense soil layers more frequently, and hence it can create more biopores in the compaction soil layers. So corn and soybean can be benefited from forage radish cover crop by achieving more deep roots and suffering less water stress during summer drought period. And forage radish may provide an improvement of rye for the management of soil compaction in no-till agriculture soils. Thanks for your attention. I would like to take any questions. Okay, he asked, do we have any impact of yield? Yeah, I think sometimes we find that compaction is just one of the many effects. So there are some other effects from the forage radish treatment, like weed separation, nitrogen release and uptake, and some nematode effects. So what we have found that that's in 2004, so you can say that behind my rinse colleague, as the forage radish treatment, the soybeans, so it's torn, then the no calf crop control. And we found the yield difference on that year. So that's forage radish and the rye that's mixed treatment, and we have forage radish along, so they have significant high yield. And in 2005, that's the treatment of corn plants after with no calf crop, and that's and forage radish, so the yields are significantly high for forage radish treatment. But we didn't find any significant difference in 2006 for the soybeans. And so soy compaction is just one of the many effects, many factors. So kind of have half, 5%, sometimes 5% and yield result from forage radish. But some other years we didn't find a significant difference.
Has that land ever been subsoiled before?
Sorry, could you please repeat again?
Which one? Plots, had they ever been subsoiled?
Which one, the first one or the next one? We had two different plots.
Was the one where they were the farmer field, or were they?
I mean the on the first the old plow pen wasn't subsoiled, but the second one when we did the compaction, it was deep tilled before we do compaction.